My, oh my. What is that you have hanging around your neck there? Well, I can honestly say that I did not expect this from you. I figured after I came this close to grinding your head into a lovely pulp, you would have realized that submission was the best course of action, but I suppose I was wrong. I guess I didn't manage to get it through your thick human skull the last time. So I'm going to make sure I get my point across this time. Like I told you last time, little human, you are mine, and nothing you do will ever change that. No matter where you go, no matter where you run, no matter where you hide, you will always be mine. Even when you go to bed with a cross around your neck. Did you honestly think wearing that little thing would in any way discourage me from visiting you? Did you think it would scare me? Did you think it would offer you protection? Because let me tell you, little human, I am not afraid, and no one is here to protect you. You could put an army between the two of us, and it would be no help. No one can save. Like I said, you are mine. You are my slave, my pet, my thrall, my plaything. It doesn't matter what you call it. They all mean the same thing. They mean that I own you. Now, what do you say I get rid of that nasty cross? Oh, look at what you did to me. You hurt your mistress. I think that's grounds for some punishment, wouldn't you say? Oh, yes, tremble for me, little human. And feel free to start struggling now. You know I love it when you struggle. Well, what do you think? A lovely bloody pentagram for your chest. Consider it my mark for you, little human. A special little mark that proves that you are mine. It's just like how you humans brand cattle. A nice, permanent way to show everyone that you are owned and spoken for. Well then, what do you say I get to feeding? That should help numb some of the pain, don't you think? Well then, I'll get to it. You taste so, so good, little human. But now that I have had my fill, I suppose it is time that I collect payment from you. I suppose I could have you kiss my foot again. But I don't think you've earned that after wearing that cross to bed. If you want your payment to be something as simple and harmless as planting a kiss on my foot, you'll have to earn it. And you can earn it by simply not pissing me off again. Got it? Good. So, as for payment today, I think, I know, to show you how much you love and appreciate your mistress, you are going to suffer through me putting a little crack in one of your ribs. And I think I will do it slowly as well. Like this. Right now, my foot is applying more and more pressure onto that rib of yours. If I wanted to kill you, I'd keep pressing until that rib not only cracked, but shattered. Then, as I kept applying pressure, the bone fragments would press into your lung. And eventually, puncture it. Then that lung would begin to fill up with blood. And I'd continue pressing as the breath is squeezed out of you. You'd start coughing up blood and gasping for air. However, since I am a kind mistress, I'm going to stop right there. I tell you what, little human, tormenting you has left me a tad exhausted. You know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to just lie here with you for a while. Consider this aftercare, little human. Rest now. And when you awaken, I will be gone.